I'd hit that. A James Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton / Roy Harper Marvel and DC crossover fit written by Shield Maiden and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. When Clint opens the door to their house guest, flatmate, Bucky finds his eyes going to his arms instead of his face, and it takes him a second to realize Roy is holding out his hand for a shake. Clint shoots him a knowing smirk. Bucky scowls through his violent blush. So he's got a type. Sue him. Clint invites Roy to crash at his and Bucky's apartment, and one thing leads to another. Hey, babe. Roy just called. Clint says as he walks up to Bucky and the coffee maker. Bucky frowns, unsure if Clint never mentioned him or if the name fell through the cracks in his memory. Lots of things still do, even if it has gotten better. Keeps getting better, Bucky reminds himself. Roy? Friend of Dick. Is that the world's worst euphemism, or... Clint rolls his eyes. Dick Grayson? My childhood friend from the circus. What did he call about? He's fresh out of rehab, needs a place to crash. I offered up our couch. Of course you did. Bucky smiles at him. Would have been disappointed if you hadn't. When Clint opens the door to their house guest, flatmate, Bucky finds his eyes going to his arms instead of his face, and it takes him a second to realize Roy is holding out his hand for a shake. Clint shoots him an annoying smirk. Bucky scowls through his violent blush. He's got a type. Sue him. Once Roy has gotten settled, Clint puts up the dartboard and goads him and Bucky into playing. It takes all but four throws until the game has escalated to one of one-upping each other between the two archers, throwing wads contorting themselves, with eyes closed, over their shoulder, from a closed fist, non-dominant hands, two dots at once, three. Bucky still throws two, but mainly he's enjoying the show. There's no mistaking the spark between Roy and Clint, but Bucky also notices the looks that Roy shoots his way. He sees Clint notice them too, meets his eyes across the room while Roy is contemplating his next throw. Clint's hands move quickly. Share? Bucky's grin turns feral as heat pools in his groin. They've talked about this before, but only in theory. Roy seems like the perfect candidate. Watch this. Roy grins, eyes glinting. Double 15. He spins around five times, then stops and throws, hitting the field dead on. I'd hit that. Clint picks up his darts, ready to meet the challenge. Oh yeah? You know what I'd hit? Roy is suddenly close to him, looking up through his lashes for a split second until his eyes land on Clint's hand holding the dart and sporting his wedding ring. His face falls as he quickly takes a step back. Shit, sorry. Forget I said that. I'll go. Clint grabs his arm, throws Bucky a quick glance. Bucky gives him a shrug and a nod. This is not how they wanted to ask the question. But it is what it is. Stay. I mean, if you... I'd like you to. We'd like you to. But you're... I mean... Clint nods. We're married, yeah. And open. Roy's eyes flick to Bucky, who nods. What he says. Clint lets go of his arm. At least stay the night. Roy hesitates for a moment, then the tension leaves his body and the grin returns. In that case... Have you heard of strip darts?